Hey, everybody, and welcome to the big new show with me, Ben Bailey. We call it that because it's big, it's new, it's a show, and I'm the host of it, and my name is Ben Bailey. Also on the show with me tonight, of course, the lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason. Mr. Sparklebark the dog will be upstairs sleeping. I don't know if he's going to say anything, but we do have a lot of fun stuff lined up for you guys tonight on the show. The usual stuff, mostly. We're going to go live from Vic's Bar, which is what we do. We sit at Vic's Bar and we talk about stuff, including some weird, wacky news items. Tonight about some weird plants that are being picked that are not supposed to be picked. I think there's three good movie quotes in tonight's episode for you guys. Answers to those come at the end. We are not going to see the wise old man on the mountain, but I want you guys to send in questions for the wise old man on the mountain. He will answer them in future episodes. A little comedy from the basement coming up right away as soon as this open is finished. Another live actual stand-up set in front of an audience. We're going to take a couple of viewer questions like we do. We're going to answer them and give them back because that's what we do with viewer questions. And then, of course, we're going to close it all out with Sunday, 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 and it's going to be awesome, because this, folks, is the big new show, episode number 18. Let's do this.
You hear scary noises at night, right, homeowners? You ever hear the scary noises at night? Yeah, I don't mean the boogeyman. Boogeyman is not a scary noise to a homeowner. A scary noise to a homeowner is like the sound of water shooting out of a pipe. Right? Like a little... That's a lot scarier than the fucking boogeyman. If you had that and the boogeyman at the same time, you'd be like, hey, boogeyman, sit down and shut the fuck up for a second. I got some seriously scary shit to deal with over here. And it's not fucking helping, all right? So sit down and shut up. That's if you're a homeowner, right? It's kind of shit renters hear and go, oh my God, what the? Oh, right, I don't give a shit. Nobody sleeps better than renters, right? Just like singing in their sleep. It's not my house, so I don't care if it burns to the ground around me.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the big new show, episode number 18, where we are now live from Vic's Bar. And please keep in mind, when I say we're live from Vic's, we are not live from Vic's. This is pre-recorded, because going live is terrible. It aged me. Aged me years and years when we tried to do it. Yeah, it's the big new show. It's big, it's new, it's a show. It's the big new show with me, Ben Bailey, and of course...
Emma Gleason.
The lovely and talented Emma Gleason. Whose birthday it is today. Oh! Blowing it up.
Birthday explosions.
Birthday explosions. Nice. Happy birthday, babe.
Thank you, baby.
You betcha. Hope you're having a great day.
I am. I'm having fun.
It's a very nice day.
It's a beautiful day.
Weather-wise, great day to be in a basement with no windows.
Yeah, I kind of wanted... there is a window in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
But for lighting reasons, Ben had to block off
the
window.
All, yep, it's blocked. I mean, it looks nice. It's not like we have a blanket hanging over it.
No.
Not that that's so terrible.
But I keep wanting to plant lovely stuff on the other side of it and that we could look at and then remembering, oh, no, we're not going to be able to see it from the basement.
I'm removing all that dirt anyway, but eventually you'll be able to.
Yeah.
It'll be a window. If I have my way, it'll be a removable window.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be an outside bar as well. That's the other side of this bar.
Huh.
I got big plans, folks.
Always.
I don't know if I'll...
You always do.
I do, totally. Including doing the show on your birthday. I'm like, hey, what do you want to do on your birthday, babe? How about we do a shoot?
Well, you don't have a choice because I'm busy every other day, so we're going to do the show then.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And I think it's been a while, so we don't want to keep people thirsting. And you are drinking, so let's do a drive-by.
Okay.
Cheers, everybody. It's a cash cab drive-by. It means it's time for you to drink your drink and do a little dance.
Oh, yeah.
Don't spill it because you're dancing. So do a little dance, then take a sip, and then continue your little dance.
Yeah, cash cab drive-by, folks. Celebrate yourself. You've undoubtedly been through some stuff that kind of sucked, and you made it through, and you're still here, and you're sharing your Sunday night with us for this, the 18th episode of The Big New Show. I feel like I timed that really well. And I know you're excited on your birthday, babe, for...
Oh, special birthday treat.
I'm sure you woke up thinking, today's my birthday. I hope he does the thing about about the numbers. I actually have some pretty interesting stuff for the number 18.
Yeah, all right.
Later, well, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it
well,
is.
Well, you know.
But I like this. And people have said they liked it, too. And you, I won you over already.
People are nice.
Yeah. But you said that you liked it last time.
I said it was okay. I'm just playing.
All right. So, one of Shakespeare's most commonly quoted sonnets is...
The 18th?
Sonnet 18.
Oh.
Which includes the popular line, the only line that everyone kind of knows from the sonnets.
Which is that?
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Ah. Aw. Wow. There you go.
We'll get back to that a little bit later. I have another thing about that.
Interesting.
The most obvious thing about the number 18 for someone like me, a regulation golf course has 18 holes. No more, no less. unless you include the bar, which is often referred to as the 19th hole.
Nice.
The number 18 is a Lucas number. Do you know what that is?
No.
Lucas. Oh, L-U-C-A-S.
George Lucas, when you say Lucas.
George Lucas, yeah. No, it has nothing to do with George. Whom we were surprised to meet at the daytime Emmys, if you remember.
No. And did I meet George Lucas?
Yes. Or no, maybe it was, I was with
yeah, I think I would
someone else from the show, yeah. But he was like, he had never won an award. He won a daytime Emmy, and he's like, I finally won an Emmy.
Oh.
I was like, you never, it was crazy.
No, I was there then.
You were there for that, but he said that on the stage. But I don't know if you were in the back when I got to say hello to him.
Yeah. That was when you met Ozzy, too.
Yes.
For the first time.
One of the times I met Mr. Osborne.
Mm-hmm.
Number 18 is a Lucas number. Mm. It has nothing to do with George Lucas. A Lucas number is... a number that fits into an integer sequence, and it's named after mathematician François-Édouard Anatole Lucas, who studied them.
Good
there's,
name.
There's, yeah, right? That was in the 1800s, who studied them, and they are closely related to the Fibonacci numbers.
Okay, I know.
Now, you've heard of those, right?
I know
right?
the Fibonacci
they
sequence.
They create a similar arc when drawn, a similar spiral. Not exactly the same. I thought that was kind of interesting. I didn't know there was another sequence of numbers like that, like the Fibonacci's. The Fibonacci! that's the correct pronunciation. Any mathematician will tell you that you're supposed to go, a Fibonacci! Argon has the atomic number 18. You don't care about that. I thought this was interesting. Catch 22, you know of Catch 22, mm-hmm. the... iconic satirical war novel by Joseph Heller.
Yep.
it was originally called Catch 18. How weird is that to think about? It's such a part of the vernacular that people who don't even know what it means know the term, or where it comes from, know the term Catch 22.
I feel like I've heard that somewhere before.
I had never heard it. It was Catch 18, and they changed the name at the last minute to avoid confusion with another novel, a war-themed novel called Mila 18.
Hmm. That, you know, we don't all know about, of course.
Yeah, you don't say that every, like, oh, that was, it was total Mila 18.
But, like, it's interesting that, like, they were avoiding something, the association with something else that's like largely been forgotten
by society
and then become much more popular. But I think that
it's like, it's an expression. A catch 22 is a thing, right? But, yeah, imagine if that had been a catch 18.
Yeah, the 22, the repetition of it, like,
right,
it really adds to it.
It's hard. I wish we could go back to beforehand and then know how we would feel. Like, if it was just catch 18 all these years, we wouldn't think anything different. But maybe it wouldn't have been such a big thing.
But it reflects the nature of it, having the two.
Having the two, yeah. That's what I thought you meant before, yeah. I'm agreeing with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. If you're married, the 18th anniversary is the tin anniversary. So drink a beer and chuck the can at your spouse and say, happy anniversary, baby. Here's your tin. Except they're aluminum now. Maybe you redo the ceiling with some tin, you know? I don't know. Oh, you like that one?
Yeah, get some pressed tin in.
Okay, this is like just narrowly connected to the number 18, but I like it so much I wanted to mention it. There are 18 Calvin and Hobbes books. The comic strip Calvin and Hobbes may be my favorite. I love Calvin and Hobbes, and I used to draw them. And I meant to have pictures that I could show you, but you've seen them. But I'll
put them up later.
You guys will see.
Here they are now.
Here's a picture. Here's some of my drawings of Calvin and Hobbes, which
if
originated
you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening,
if you're listening, just picture Calvin and Hobbes in
podcast.
Your head. Draw your own and look at them. Calvin and Hobbes appeared for the first time in the Funny Papers, November 18th, 1985, and there are a total of 18 books. Two very, very loose connections with the number 18 there, but I wanted to mention them because they're awesome. And then I get to show off my picks. I hope you guys like them.
Cool.
There are 18 chapters in the Bhagavad Gita and many other ancient Indian scripts.
Okay.
Which I think you probably knew already. Most people do.
I didn't.
No, I didn't
I know that 40 is like a big number in religion.
In all religion?
Yeah, across a lot of religions and stuff like
40 days and 40 nights, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and then there's I've heard a lot of other things that 40.
40.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll get there. You're jumping the gun, babe. We got a long way to go before we do 40.
No, I'm just saying I didn't know 18.
I know.
There you go.
The 18th president of the United States was Ulysses S. Grant. And he is the answer to the age-old question, who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Oh.
Grant is kind of a strange riddle. I don't know if you remember that one. People are like, oh, who could it be? Well, I told you already. It's in the question.
I didn't grow up with that one.
No, of course. Yeah, that one wasn't big in Australia.
No, when we were studying Australian history, it didn't come up often.
Grant was most famous for leading the Union armies to victory in the Civil War. That's the North. And and then he served for two terms. Two peaceful terms as president of the United States.
Nice. Very nice.
A shape with 18 sides, because this is a recurring thing, is called an octadecagon or an octadecagon, which makes sense. An eight-tenagon. Okay, this one you're going to love. I love that you just have absolutely no response to any of these. You just look at me like, what are you doing?
That's a lot to wrap my head around right now. I'm thinking.
You don't have to understand everything altogether. I'm just sharing interesting things about the number 18.
Just thinking about octadecagon and.
Octadecagon, right? So
octadecagon.
An eight-tenagon.
Okay, yeah. I'm just thinking about that. And I was also thinking about my upcoming stories.
I know. I do this and it throws you off. You have your stories fresh in your head.
That's
I could do this part after, but it makes sense to do it at the beginning because it's episode 18.
All right, just don't be thrown by my thinking faces.
It wasn't a thinking face. It was a when is this going to be done face, and that affects me trying to bring enthusiasm for everyone else who like this segment. All right, this one, you're going to love this one. There, that's what I'm looking for. Okay, this one, this is crazy. This might be my best fact about a number yet.
All right.
I've only been doing it for a few shows, but a mind-blowing average of 18 acres of pizza is consumed by Americans every day.
Okay, so all the Americans, not an individual American.
Right, yeah,
okay.
Oh my God, no.
I thought you were going to say per year, like the average.
Per day.
The average American eats that much pizza per year, and I could believe you do, but.
I do eat a lot of pizza, but 18 acres. The United States, Americans eat 18 acres of pizza every day.
Maybe 1 acre per year for you.
I don't know. We'll figure that out.
That's interesting.
I know what kind of pizzas I eat. I'll total it up.
I remember when
it's going to be hard to convert it to acres, though.
I remember when you stopped having sugar in your coffee and you'd done it for like 3 months or something, and I wanted to like get the sugar bags out.
Oh my
and
God,
be
yeah.
like, this is how much sugar you haven't. Congrats, you're doing great. This is how much sugar you haven't had.
Yes, yeah, since I stopped putting.
But I didn't have enough bloody sugar.
You couldn't.
Like,
it was four. I would put four little things of sugar in every coffee that I drank.
Yeah.
And I drank three coffees a day.
Yeah.
12 packets of sugar per day. Like
that's so much white death.
That's insane. It's as much sugar as Homer. Tried to see when the sugar truck crashed and Homer tried to save the sugar to sell it.
Oh,
on the Simpsons.
Oh, and it had all the ants and yeah, broken like glass
a,
and everything.
A pile
in
of
it.
Sugar. Yeah, he's trying to sell it. That's how much sugar. I mean, since then, that was years ago now.
Yeah.
So who knows? I mean, that's amazing.
Over the years?
It's
wow.
like it would fill the swimming pool, probably.
That's crazy.
Okay, and so this is for the number 18 and for your birthday.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready? Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is gold complexion dimmed, his gold complexion dimmed. And every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But the eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou oust. Nor shall death brag thou wanderst in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growst. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.
Aww. You darling,
happy birthday, babe.
Thanks, sweetheart. That's very sweet and romantic.
I love that. It's amazing.
Mm.
Yeah,
very
it's
nice.
Really. I mean, that's as good as it gets for good old Shakespeare, right there, in my opinion.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And it's time for another drive-by to lighten it up a little
say,
bit.
You could blow that up.
I should have blown it up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I should have blown it up. Instead, we're doing a drive-by, which means it's time for me to drink my drink. Cheers, everybody. It's episode 18. Shall I compare it to a summer's day that we're missing?
I think an English summer's day is a better comparison to like a hot, sweaty, humid New Jersey summer's day.
It's nice out there today, though.
It's beautiful
yeah,
today.
Yeah, it's not super humid.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's a rare one.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah. Let's just wrap it up. That's 15 minutes.
Thanks,
cheers, guys.
Thanks
drink
for being
your drink,
here with us.
And we'll see you next time.
15 minutes. Wow.
All right. Sorry, but Shakespeare.
So those of you who've tuned in for the very first time, this episode, the whole show is not just numbers and Shakespearean sonnets.
That's our first Shakespearean sonnet ever, actually. And my new segment about the number, whatever episode it is, that puts Emma to sleep, but people like it. So let's get on with what you would like to do, because I'm sure everybody wants to know as well about your weird weekly news story. Here we go.
Alrighty.
It's weird. It's wild. It's wacky. It is not Wednesday, it's Sunday, but Wednesday is Sunday on the Big News Show. And it's worldly news. It's Emma's Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News Part 1.
All right. So the Cambodian government recently took to Facebook
okay.
the Ministry of the Environment specifically.
Wow. Okay.
Because,
the Book of Faces.
You know, Facebook creates and solves all problems.
cause and solution to
yeah,
all,
I think
to most
is,
of life's problems.
I think this is kind of a social media issue. Maybe not Facebook specifically, but it came first.
Okay.
In Cambodia, women have been going and picking these flowers, these rare and unusual flowers, and taking their photos with them to post online.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly that's how they know that these women specifically did this. And they're very rare, and the plant is, it's a very rare type of this species of plant. It's a type of pitcher plant, if people are familiar.
A pitcher? Like?
Yeah, like a pitcher jug type thing.
Do we have a pick of it?
Yes. Which okay. I will get to.
I don't mean to rush it to
momentarily.
Okay. A pitcher plant. Cambodian pitcher plants.
Yeah, and women.
Having their pitcher taken.
In particularly, like, take. So they put up signs. These are endangered. Don't pick them. But people have still been picking them because they make quite the photo opportunity. And I will show you here the comparison.
Oh, my.
to.
My.
So this is
comparison to what?
This is called the penis pitcher plant.
Sure it is.
Because, so don't pick the penis pitcher plants.
That's today's news item. Don't pick the penis pitcher plants. Pick and take pictures with the penis pitcher plants,
yes.
Please.
Peter Piper
people.
Picked a peck of penis pitcher plants. Peter Piper picked a peck of penis pitcher plants. Where's the peck of penis pitcher plants that Peter Piper picked?
Done?
Sure. All right.
Nice one, babe. Holy
and
shit.
And here's another lady with her selection of penis pitcher plants.
Wow.
So this they.
I just. I'm sorry. This is hilarious.
Yet the third lady.
There's plants. There's flowers that look like penises.
And here they are all. Yeah, from a.
You're not supposed
angle.
To pick them, but these ladies can't help it.
Yes.
They just keep going and picking the dicks out of the field.
yeah.
Wow.
So.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Penis pitcher plants.
Penis pitcher plants. That's the common name. yeah. They.
PPP. Is there a penalty?
That's them in the field.
Oh, in the field. Nice.
There. You can see, like, from certain angles, they don't look quite as much, but...
Well,
yeah.
Enough.
The first picture...
It doesn't take much to...
Right, right. The first picture I saw, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess. And then I saw the in the lady's hands. I was like, oh, God, okay, right. Yep.
Do you think a guy has ever gone and, like, laid out there and tried to... Pick this one! Pick me, I'm the... Guys have been desperate enough. Try to hide himself in there.
With his very high-pitched voice. Pick this one. Yeah. I love that he has such a high-pitched voice.
Pick me. Well, he's trying to pretend he's not a dude out there with his dick out in a field.
He's just a pitcher plant.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, dear. Yeah, so... it's pretty funny.
That is insane. And so what's the penalty? So they take the pictures because they get a lot of likes and looks on social media?
Yeah.
On the
I
book
guess.
Of faces?
Yeah.
On the book of penises, I mean?
And on the book of penises.
And then they get penis book. If that's not already a thing, I'd be surprised. They call it dick book. Yeah. Do you know what the penalty is? Are they like...
No, there isn't any... Any penalty right now.
They have to go home and grow their own dicks. And they have to replace them.
But the issue is that these plants grow in poor nutrient soil, and so they're carnivorous flowers that capture insects and things. And wow. like you know, like a Venus flytrap or whatnot.
Fly
and that's
eating
what pitcher
plants.
Pitcher plants do in.
Oh, okay, that's what a pitcher plant is.
In general, yeah. So they capture insects and dissolve them, and then they get like a lot of their nutrients from that. So picking the Venus pitcher flowers, you know. Then the plant doesn't have them to draw
right. It, it's going
to
die.
Form of nutrition,
it
and they're already
it
endangered.
Uses its penis to eat.
Yeah,
and they're already endangered.
Yes,
because people just can't stop picking those things.
I guess, and also because you know deforestation and whatnot. So, yeah, there you go.
Wow, I love it. Great news item.
Thank you.
Don't pick the penis. Pitcher plants, please, people. Amazing.
What they are doing wrong is wrong, and please don't do it again in the future. Was the ministry? That's what they, what of environment wrote.
Please don't do it again in the future or in the past or wherever you're headed. Don't do it there.
Yeah.
In the recent past, I took a trip. I went to Chicago and then to Iowa, everybody.
Hang on. Wait, one sec. I think I have a solution. Maybe somebody needs to go there and take social media photos of just them lying in the field with all the penises around their head rather than picking them and holding them up.
That's an interesting idea,
and drawing attention to it that way and encouraging people.
Right. Take your pictures without picking the penis plants.
Yes, and say,
please,
these plants are endangered. Let's do what we can to
just
take care of them.
Just rub them on your face and do what you're going to do with them where they are. They're open to it.
And they're sweet smelling.
They're sweet smelling? Mm. It's crazy. The idea
of sweet because of the
carnivorous plants is just such a crazy idea.
Right?
Like meat eating plant.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, wait, what? Plants can eat meat? I mean, I know a lot of plenty of meat eats plants.
Yeah.
But I didn't know plants could eat meat. It's like they're finally fighting back. The penis plants are like, you know what? Enough is enough. You meat beings, they're made out of meat.
Mm.
You meat beings have been eating us for long enough. We're turning the tables. Mm. Wow. Great story, babe.
Thanks, son.
But somehow that had reminded me that I went to Chicago. I did shows at Zany's.
Yeah.
Little club in downtown Chicago that's been there forever. Some people wrote in and said, be careful. In Chicago, it's violent. There's riots.
People were genuinely worried.
And I was like, I think they're probably exaggerating.
Yeah.
Let me go online and look it up. And no, they were not exaggerating. No. 33 people were shot the weekend before I went. And then I spoke to them at the club, and they were like, oh, you'd be fine. Which I was, but I'll tell you what, I was not in a hurry to be like out late at night just walking all, along by myself, and I kind of had that stuff in the back of my head. If I did find myself in that situation, which, of course, I did, at least a little bit, because, I'm doing shows. I don't get out of there until...
Oh, you mean late night? I'm like, late what at night? Situation
yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah, being... no, just walking, right. Or being out on the street late at night a little bit.
Yeah.
That stuff gets in your head.
Yeah.
But I stayed at this place called the Hotel Lincoln, which I can give away because I will never stay there again.
Okay.
No, it's all right. It was cool. It was on a park. It's right on Lincoln Park. I had a good time in Chicago. It's kind of funny to to go somewhere. I did a fairly long run of shows. Usually at this point I do one or I do two nights.
Mm.
I did Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm.
And it was like, it's kind of weird that you just kind of feel like you live there after, like on the third day. You're like, is this my life now? I live in this building and I get my coffee at this place and I.
It felt like that a little when we stayed at Chicago. I think maybe when I was last there with you, or one of the times, we were staying at that place that used to be apartment buildings.
Right.
And so the building was very much set up like an apartment building. And
yeah, the Public.
Yeah.
It was the Public. Yeah. That's when we almost missed the flight. Remember, the United flight was delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed.
Oh, on the way there.
On the way to Chicago. I was doing the opening.
God, that was
the grand opening of a club called Up
mm-hmm.
in Chicago, which is where I taped my special later down the road. But we're leaving to go to Chicago on the Thursday night, and there's all this press on Friday morning because it's the grand opening.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep delaying our flight, and I keep checking in at the gate and then at the lounge. We're going in and out of the lounge. Yeah, because we could hang in the lounge because we got that kind of clout.
Yeah, because they're so fancy.
And, right? Hey, we got these vacuum-packed pretzels.
Yeah.
And an apple wrapped in saran wrap because we're big shots.
Yep.
But I decided to bring a guitar with me for some reason on that trip just because I was, like, playing in the room to sort of steady myself during the days. So I had a guitar on my back and drew it more attention to myself that way. So, like, everybody was stopping and saying, oh, who are you? And, oh, my God, are you Ben Bailey? And all this stuff. So it was really hectic, like, 2.5-3 hours at the airport.
And when we go to the gate, there was like standing room only. So
it's packed at the gate.
Standing, and you're tall.
So I'm like, and I've got a guitar. Attention. I'm like, let's go in the lounge and wait in there.
Yeah.
So we tell the gate attendant we're going to go in the lounge. We'll be in the lounge. And I check, and I go. We go back to the gate.
And we told the people at the lounge.
We told the people at the lounge, and they said, "We'll let you know. We got you covered. Don't worry, Ben. We got you." And then they closed the door, and we couldn't.
We kept checking back.
We checked back over and over for 3.5 hours, and then we went back to check back again, and the door was closed,
They
wouldn't let us get on the plane. Our bags were on the plane.
Yeah. Oh no, we had carry on, right?
No, we had bags. I had checked a bag, which I almost never do.
Yes, because we had some merch and stuff.
Yeah. So I checked the big suitcase, and I was carrying the guitar.
Mm, yeah, and that's why we were there so long.
Oh, and they left. The plane was still sitting there, but they wouldn't open the door and let us get on the plane.
Yeah, sitting there.
I'm like,
it was
we've
still
been waiting
to the jetway
for 3.5 hours, and you know what? I'm thinking now they didn't leave our seats empty. They gave someone our seats, which is part of why they wouldn't have opened the door.
Oh, you think?
Maybe. I don't think they sent it off. There's always people looking to get on, it seems, especially to Chicago.
Yeah.
Anyway, after all that time.
I think they were just in such a hurry to get it going. And
right. It was like 5 minutes. They just turned around. We're like, wait, what?
And forgot to inform the lounge. And
oh, my God. I've never been so close to causing a scene at an airport.
And you'd been there 15 minutes before.
Oh, I was furious.
And there was no boarding time. And then you went back, and they must have just started boarding, like, right after you checked in.
Right after I had checked with them, yeah.
Yeah, checked with them. And
and then they were bored and closed up when we got back.
15 minutes later.
I was like, the plane's right there. I can still see it. Oh. We've been here for 3.5 hours. Just open the door. He's like, I can't open the door. I'm like, yeah, you can. All you got to do is open it. Just open the door, and we will walk down the ramp and get on the plane. I'm like, oh, man, I was freaking out. And you, at one point, you were like, people are starting to look. And I looked around, and all these people were like, all right, let's walk away. Turn and slowly walk away. So then we're leaving, and we're leaving the airport. I'm trying to figure out a car home and how we're going to get our bags.
Feeling too.
Which they wouldn't even do that anymore. If now, you can't have bags on a plane that you're not on.
No.
Our bags went, though, because we had to get them from the other airport.
No, that was still that time, but they just... Because it wasn't us putting the bags on and then saying, no, we're not going to fly.
Maybe.
They took them. Because we were like, you have to let us on. Our bags are in there. And they're like, no. No, it doesn't.
So we're leaving. We're like, we're going home without our stuff. And I'm not going to make it for the press.
And we're going to have to
There's
come
no
back
more flights.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Come back at 6 or something. And then maybe we get in like 2 of the last stops of the press the next day. But then we're walking out, and Emma sees.
Was like, you were on the phone to them, and they're freaking out because.
They're freaking out because they've got all this
weekend
stuff planned. It's the grand opening.
Yeah.
Emma notices as we're leaving that there's a Southwest flight that's 3 hours late. It was supposed to have left hours ago, but it hasn't left.
We went out through security.
We were all the way out back at the ticketing.
I was like, I'm just going to go over to the desk and just ask if they have any flights. Because they were like, no, there's no other flights we can put you on. I'm like, what about another airline? So I went over, and they're like, yeah, the 7:45. I'm like, it's like 9
It was like,
o'clock.
Well, it was after,
how are
it
they
was 10 o'clock.
Or something, yeah. And like, they're saying, yeah, we could get you on the 7:45 flight. And I'm like, what are you talking
7:45?
About?
I'm like, oh, it hasn't
something
left.
Like
it's still sitting there.
Yeah, it was a flight that was meant to leave like around the same time ours was. It was, you know, because of the snow and the weather, the same issue with them.
So we did. We got on the Southwest flight. And then we went. And it's a free-for-all Southwest. Oh, we've joined the crowd that's been waiting 3 hours to get on a Southwest flight. And then they're like, all right, doors are open. See if you can get a seat. And it was like, everybody runs in and fills the aisle and the window seats and leaves the middle seats open through the entire plane.
Oh.
So after that, anybody that wants to get in has to get them to reluctantly let them into the middle seat.
Excuse me. It's the worst.
And then the stewardess comes up. She's like, you want some coffee?
Oh, the boarding.
You want some coffee? She was like, thought it was really funny to say coffee like that.
Oh, really? I don't remember her. I remember the men.
Please go away from me.
I remember the large men sitting either side of me, and you're in the row behind me and sitting either side of you, and they'd been drinking for hours.
Everybody was hammered.
And then they're like, booze!
Right. Everyone's cheering.
Feeling crushed. And really.
It's funny now, but we were like, oh my God, what is happening?
Not wanting to be on that plane.
Then we.
It's barely funny now, though.
It's barely funny, and it's years ago.
Oh, it's feeling traumatizing coming back. Yeah.
But so Southwest would fly to Midway, not to O'Hare. Mm. So we flew to Midway instead of O'Hare. Our bags went to O'Hare on United and were delivered to us the next day.
Right.
So I had to wear what I had on to do the press in the morning, but at least I made it to the press.
Yeah, and the club was like, we'll pick them up for you. We'll get them.
No, the airline sent it, I thought.
Maybe.
I thought the airline at least sent our bags the next day.
Right, yeah.
Or did we go there and get... No, we went there and got them.
I didn't think so.
But that's when we met Ken, our favorite driver ever. We were... And I say that very sarcastically. We were so strung out. We were so strung out from this day, this harrowing day of travel. And the guy that picked us up was like, I remember when I had the...
Yeah, he asked
People
us.
Are often weary from difficult days of travel. And when I have passengers that are in that state, I like to share with them the story of the worst day of my life.
Oh, and we were like, just like a cursory, like,
no, please, no.
He asked us a cursory, like, you know, oh, how was your travel?
And how
we were like,
your
oh
day?
My God, it was awful. It was harrowing. And he didn't, like, you know, everything went wrong. And
he didn't want to hear about our day.
Yeah, and that was just an intro for him.
For him to tell us.
To start talking about the worst day of his life.
Yes. Which, by the way, if his worst day is the worst day of his life, he's had a pretty damn good life.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
Best worst day ever.
Best worst day ever.
Like, we're ruining
nice,
it, but,
babe.
Yeah.
That's another blow up for you. Best worst day ever.
Had Ken. And Ken spoke
he was like,
really slowly.
So he spoke very slowly, the way that I was speaking when
and
I was
drove
imitating
even
him.
Slower.
And he drove so slowly.
We were exhausted and so travel weary and hungry.
Sitting
and
in traffic.
Just
we didn't have our bags.
Just wanted to get there and like.
And he was like, "It's
have some food and get you to bed because you had to be up at."
I had to get up at 5:45.
I love. Wow, it's amazing you remember the exact time.
I remember how bad it sucked.
Yeah, and it's like it's like.
Ken was like, "It all started." When and I this is the only time in my life I've ever done this. I was pretending to be on my phone.
Oh, and I was trying to be
because it was better than listening.
And then eventually, I was trying to give him the hint too and pretend to be on my phone, and he wasn't taking it.
He just talked all the way from Midway to the public hotel.
And there wasn't traffic at that time. It was like midnight.
And he was going like 35.
Which is, and you know when you're like leaning forward, going.
Come on, can I make this thing go faster?
Yeah, just by...
It all started when I
trying to make the car
went
go faster.
To the bank to sign the closing for the deed to my first home. And we looked and looked, but the check wasn't there.
No, he like...
So I had to drive all the way to the other side of town and go to the bank and get a check from one bank to take it back to the other bank. And we were just like, ah.
And it took him like 15 or 20 minutes to do that.
It took him forever to get to that point.
It took him less time.
And then the whole day is filled with stuff like that. Like, they get the house.
Yeah, he signs.
He buys his first house on the day
on
of the worst day of his life, as he said.
And
it.
He had to go to the airport. But he makes it in plenty of time.
Made it to the airport, despite a moment where he thought he might not, or something.
Or a slight delay, but I don't
got
think
upgraded
it, I don't
think on the flight. Got upgraded on the flight.
The flight was delayed.
Got an upgrade. Ended up sitting next to an old friend.
Yes. Who he ran into at the airport, hadn't seen
ran
in
into
ages.
At the airport, and they played video games.
He went to
and
an
he,
arcade.
And he got a rare coin.
Yes, from a pinball machine. And he loves pinball machines. And there was
so he like played his favorite fucking game. He bought a house. He flew and got upgraded. He got upgraded to a suite in his hotel.
No, no. Yeah, he goes right? He goes to his hotel room.
And he's this like, is the worst day of your life.
I'm going to speak faster because that's so annoying.
It's hard to do it anywhere near as slowly as he really did.
And he goes to his hotel room and he gets to the hotel room and it's not been cleaned. There's wet towels.
All right.
And the bed's not been made and stuff. And so he sits down on the bed and he calls... you know, the front desk, and they say, and he says, this room hasn't been cleaned, and they say, oh my God, we're so sorry, we're so apologetic, we'll move you to a, we'll upgrade you to a better room.
Right, and he's like, oh, this is the worst day of my life.
Yeah, I think that's where you're thinking of the upgrade, but...
No, no, he got upgraded on the plane, too.
He's a...
Both. He Ken got upgraded on in both.
It's insane. Okay. So
it takes the entire trip. No,
but then he like says, instead of saying, I mean, talk about a glass half empty guy, instead of like saying like, fantastic, I'll move to the new upgraded room. Thank you so much. He says, no, I will stay here while they clean. So he sits in the room while they clean around him.
Oh, he didn't take the upgraded room?
He doesn't take the bloody upgrade. He sits there. The lady comes up immediately. House cleaning came straight away. It took them like 20 minutes to clean the room. And then he had a fresh clean room with clean towels and everything.
I forgot that. I think like, you're right, though.
I was like, what is wrong with you? You're looking to find... This is... This is his worst day ever.
It's the worst day of his life.
Nothing but good things has ever happened to this man.
He bought a house, found a rare coin, played pinball with an old friend.
What is his best day like?
What's his best day like?
What's an average day like for this guy? It's insane. Like, he wins the lotto, you know.
And that, and it was like, as we pulled up to the hotel, he was like, and that was the worst day of my... And we were like, this is ours.
Yeah, we just thought we'd gotten like, through it.
Oh, my God.
It
was worse
day,
than the flight
and it was
delay.
Improving. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then, he wouldn't drive fast and he wouldn't talk
so
fast,
funny looking
and
back.
He wouldn't stop talking no matter how little attention we paid to him.
No, like, there was no
so
stopping
many
him.
Details in the day.
He was like a robot that drove the car and told that story. That's all he did.
And now he has the delight of telling everybody who gets into the car.
Everyone he's ever met,
about
he's ever driven.
Anyone he's ever picked up from the airport about the worst day of his life story.
Oh, so. Man, oh, man.
Ken.
I wish we could have flipped Ken into warp speed.
That would
Here
be
we go,
nice.
Babe, hold on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, this is so gratifying.
Hold on, everybody.
After all that slowness.
Yes.
Whew. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, and now we're at the hotel where there's no food.
Then oh, Ken. Oh, that was crazy. Yeah, there was no food. That's the same trip we ordered food to be delivered and then it just never came.
Yeah.
We woke up in the morning like, what happened? Did we ever get our food? No,
yeah.
No, we just fell asleep waiting for it.
We finally found a place that would deliver to us after Ben did shows. And
right. The shows were so bad, no one would bring us food.
And then it's funny. Every time we go to Chicago, we end up hungry.
Chicago. It happened again last time.
Yeah.
I called the hotel.
Not a late night town.
I called the hotel from the club and said, hey, I'm a guest there. I just want to make sure the kitchen is still open. I'm heading back now to get to eat because it's supposed to be a nice restaurant, good food. And she's like, yep, it's still open. So I say my goodbyes at the club. I walk back to the hotel and the kitchen is closed. And I go to the restaurant. The kitchen's closed.
And I even texted you and said, did you check?
Yes. And I said, yeah, I
called. Because I remember our Chicago food issues.
Yeah, and it's always on the road. Not always, but often it's like, where am I going to get food? It's midnight and I'm done with work. People are like, go to the Steak and Shake. I'm like, is there anything organic?
Or just,
health food?
Or just anything that's edible.
But so, yeah, I walk back to the hotel. Fearing for my life a little bit and because just quiet then, And I get back, and the guy's like, kitchen's closed, sorry. I'm like, son of a shit. So I go around to the desk. I'm like, I just called to make sure the kitchen was open before I came back to eat. And you told me it was open. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, it's closed. And she goes, oh, I guess they closed a little early. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll go fuck myself now. So I just left. But
thanks,
I found a cool place to
service.
Eat. Yeah. She's like, oh, I guess they closed early. Yeah, I guess they did. Jesus. If you had checked, I would be downtown eating somewhere right now.
At least say sorry.
Oh,
like,
sorry about
how
that.
How hot is that?
All right. Like, it would have made all the difference. Instead, I was just like,
I would have felt terrible. I would have been like, oh,
me
I'm
too.
So sorry.
Even if it was like, if I wasn't a person that was at work.
Yeah.
Doing a job for a performing a service for a customer.
Right.
If you just told someone, a friend or whatever, you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I thought they were still open.
Yeah.
Anyway, she didn't even seem to get that I was kind of like, are you, here's your chance to say sorry.
Customer service is brilliant these days.
They were pretty good there, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were. Just that one instance, I was like, oh, man. So then I had to walk back. Now the only places that are open are back down by the club. It's not that far of a walk, but, you know, it's late night.
And you're hungry.
And I'm hungry.
And now you're hangry.
Found a place called Corcoran's, which is a place where, like, the old Second City peeps used to hang out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I had some great fish and chips. Hockey game was on right behind me. Didn't realize it at first, but, like, I was eating. I was like, oh, cool. So I turned and watched the game. Because I've been getting caught up in the playoffs. I always kind of get caught up in the playoffs now that since I've been playing hockey again, because all my hockey buddies are so into it.
Yeah, you're more into them this year than you ever have been.
It's been great. It's been really exciting hockey, really fun to watch. These guys are so good. But so I'm like, all right, I'm done eating. I think I'll go back to the hotel and watch the rest of the game at the bar.
Mm.
So I go back to the hotel. There's a bunch of people in the bar. I could see them. I'm outside. As I'm walking up, I see, oh, there's a crowd at the bars watching the game. Door's locked. It's the staff. I'm not allowed to go into the bar and watch the hockey game. But there's eight people in there that are doing just that.
Oh, God.
I'm like, I'm a guest, and I can't go in and have a beer and watch the game with these guys?
That's crazy.
Nope. Like, all right. Something feels a bit weird about this.
Yeah.
Anyway. It was a good trip. The shows were good.
Maybe that's not Chicago in general, but that's always our experience there, is that we have such a hard time finding food.
Mm-hmm.
I finally find some
right
delivery.
In the middle of a big city.
Yeah.
Just late night. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, and generally like not that late, like 9, 10
Not
o'clock.
Crazy late.
Yeah.
But you know, we're used to New York too. Like I expect other big cities to be like New York. And it used to be, I'm not sure how it is right now, but like 4 in the morning, you'd have a list of places you could go and get a good meal.
Yeah,
in New York.
Like, yeah.
And that's just not true really anywhere else.
Yeah.
Maybe in LA if you're willing to drive around.
Right.
But
yeah.
But it's a good trip. I arrived at the club and I'm walking in the back. You have to kind of go. The stage is in the front of the club. So like once the show's started, if you want to get in, you got to go down this little alley. And I mean little, like my shoulders almost hit the walls on either side.
Huh.
And you walk to the back and there's a little door and you knock and they let you in and they bring you in from the back so that you don't come in right next to the stage.
Cool.
So I walk back there and I hadn't been there in a long time. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of nostalgic for me. Like was one of the first clubs I ever headlined like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, something like that. Maybe more now. Probably more now. Jeez, I'm old. And I go in, and as soon as I get in, this guy comes up and he goes, someone you went to high school with is in the audience. I'm like, and then he disappears. I'm like, someone? Wait, do you know who it is? Like, shit. Now I'm just going to be wondering.
Oh, talk about a distraction for the
so distracting.
Show.
Well, it wasn't, because as soon as I got to the stage, I saw the guy right in the very front row in the middle. Very easily recognizable to me, a guy that I knew when we were young kids, and then through high school, whose name is Philip, but his nickname was Moose. Everybody called him Moose for like his whole life. I don't know if they still do. But so, yeah, I get up on stage, and there's Moose right in the front row. And it was cool to see him. We were like, when we were little kids, we were friends. We were like frenemies. like, we were friends. We hung out and, like, you know, had what people call play dates nowadays. But they often ended with him trying to get me to fight with him. He always, well, these kids, he always wanted to fight.
Oh.
And I never wanted to fight as a kid. It was not until I became an adult that I started to really embrace the idea of physical violence. But so it was interesting because he was definitely a bully to me when we were in, like, elementary school, like up to fourth grade, fifth grade maybe. And I was like, I go, you know, I confronted all my bullies. Where were you, man? I go, because I grew. Like, I came back after college. When I graduated high school, I was 6 feet tall, and I weighed 150-something. Super skinny. Tall, but super, super skinny. And not done growing by any stretch, which I didn't realize. I grew 6 more inches. So, like,
it's crazy.
After my sophomore year of college, I had grown... like 5 more inches.
Sophomore's the first one.
Second. So, like, 2 years into college,
mm-hmm.
I was, you know, nearly 6 inches taller, and I weighed like another 55 pounds. So I kind of came back to town, and all the coaches were like, dude, where were you when, you know? And all the bullies were like, oh, shit. And I was like, all right, I'm going to confront these dudes. So, like, one by one, I took them down, the guys that bullied me when I was a little kid. I confronted them, and, you know, Moose was nowhere to be found. He had moved to Wyoming or something. He was gone. So I go, it's funny. It never happened. He goes, he wanted to apologize. He wanted to make amends, which I thought was great.
Well, that's lovely.
And I said, oh, dude, yeah, we were kids. It's forgotten, you know. I go, but, you know, it's a good thing you weren't around when I came back from college because I went looking for my bullies.
Had a bit of pent up.
And he goes, yeah, I'm glad he didn't come looking for me because, you know, I'm not the kid that I was back then. But so it was cool. And he came back the next night, and it was cool.
Nice.
So you never know who it's going to be. That's one interesting thing about, you know, being a comedian on the road. Everybody knows where you are if you're doing your job right, promoting, and you never know who's going to show up. And I have to say, it sounds like it might be a negative thing, but it just hasn't been at all. Even when it's people like Moose that I thought, oh, this might not be so great, turns out to be really nice. You get to see people, you know, it's reconnected me with a lot of people. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was cool. And then I went and did some weird stuff in a tractor in Iowa for a week, which I can't tell you too much about yet. What were you saying? Facebook?
I was going to say, I guess other people have Facebook for that.
I know, and
don't
I just
do the personal Facebook.
I just don't do it, and it's like you miss out on a lot.
Totally get it.
Everybody thinks that if they put it on there, everybody knows everything, and it's like, no, I don't. I don't mess with the Book of Faces, man.
I don't either. Like, I'm on there in a personal way, so that, like, if someone sends me a message, then I'll get an email. So then, if I check my email,
I should probably
I'll know
do that.
There's that.
Just to keep up with people, but I don't know.
Right, but
I have these groups of threads.
People can contact you through your.
People can find me.
People
easily
can
enough.
Write a comment, and you'll see that.
My major communication these days is like text threads with groups of friends.
Yeah.
I have all these. My whole life, I've always had like these different groups of friends that were very separate from each other. I still do. And now I have a text thread for each one that includes everyone in that group, you know. Mm. It's pretty great, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of my Facebook. But we should have gotten to this earlier, a viewer question. We haven't done a viewer question yet. Let's do one of those. It's time for a viewer question, folks. Which means we're going to take a question from a viewer, and we're going to answer it. And give it back. Questions are yours to keep once they've been answered.
I gotta say, guys, you really brought it.
It's a lot.
Yeah, when we put up the post a couple of weeks ago because the show was late because we were sick with COVID and it was a hard time getting it done.
I forget that we've like done that again now.
It's crazy, right? And I said, you know, I'm out of viewer questions. I need more. I got an amazing amount of viewer questions, and I did put them all down in my notes, and I will get to all of them, but people who are our regulars and have been with us for a long time are getting preference.
That sounds good.
Kowalski is at the top because
Kowalski, the tipper.
Yeah, he's the tipper. He tips on Venmo at Ben Bailey Comedy. Sends Ben,
which you guys are all welcome to do,
a tip every week. And we should have a way of differentiating the people who also are part of your Patreon.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a new setup pretty soon too, so that this will all come through the website. It'll still be on YouTube and everything, but on the website there'll be different tiers. People can sign up, and there'll be extras that come with, you know, with the higher tiers. Cool. But we're that's kind of in the works at this point.
But we will always remember you guys.
Who
are here.
Absolutely.
In the early stages.
You guys are like family. You're like family. You understand what I'm saying to you?
It's true. It feels that
I
way.
Think they understand.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's nothing really confusing or indirect about it. That's just what that guy likes to say. You understand what I'm saying to you? You understand?
All right. So Kowalski said,
Kowalski,
Ben, are you much of a motorhead? Meaning, do you do your own vehicle maintenance?
Oh.
Have you ever torn down? Sorry, what were you doing?
I was
sniffing.
A little motorhead.
Oh, I don't get that reference.
No, it's cocaine.
Oh, I didn't know that was a...
I don't know if that, it was just a joke. I don't think it's actually a thing. They call you a motorhead. I think it's toothead.
Oh.
Little nose candy. Toothead. That's a movie quote, everybody. Hold on.
All right. There you go.
What are you, toothead? Little nose candy? Oh, I get it. What are you, toothead? Little nose candy? Movie quotes will be revealed. The answers will be revealed at the end.
Okay, nice.
So am I a motorhead?
Yeah. Do you do your own vehicle maintenance? Have you ever torn down an engine to rebuild it, to put in it into a hot rod? To rebuild it into a hot rod, sorry. He asks this because if you ever make it to Buffalo, he would be happy to arrange a tour of his engine plant for you to see how production engines are put together piece by piece on an assembly line.
Well, that's a very nice offer.
How cool is that?
Thanks, Dave. The answer to all of those questions is no. I am not a motorhead. I don't do my own vehicle maintenance. I never tore down and rebuilt an engine. I'm sure I would enjoy doing
Neither
it.
Neither did I.
I'm sure that I would enjoy doing it. It's just not something that I ever got to doing.
Yeah.
You know? I have tons of stuff that I really like to do already. I'm more of a woodworker kind of guy. I like to build things with wood.
That's nice. Yeah.
Which I haven't done in a while. I guess the last thing is the planter boxes that I did outside.
Yeah.
We could share some photos of those maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
They're looking a little...
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe, but the pictures were taken back when they looked good.
Yeah. Do you want me to move on to the next? Oh, yeah, you can take pictures of the outside. It's been slow filling them in.
That's a very nice offer, David. I will get to Buffalo. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
And I might take you up on that tour. I'm not really a car guy. I mean, I like cars.
Yeah.
I like my Teslas.
Yeah,
my fourth one. Not a lot of maintenance.
I was going to say they don't need a lot of maintenance.
In fact, none. No like maintenance at all.
Downloading updates to get new features.
It does that all by itself.
Yeah, it's true.
The only thing I got to do is put wiper fluid in it. That's it.
Amazing,
and fix a flat tire once in a while. I will have
one.
But
we haven't done that yet.
Yeah, I did do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Alrighty.
But I like cars. I like the idea of cars being electric. You know, cars are so noisy.
Yeah.
And I mean, pollutants. I love cars, though.
You know what? I love the electric mowers and blowers and weed whackers.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I love out.
You can, like, walk around and have a conversation while you're mowing the lawn.
Yeah, like the UPS guy was talking to me about how quiet the lawnmower was a few weeks back when I was mowing in the front yard and he came and delivered a package.
Oh, yeah.
And I was mowing. And
He didn't hang around long, did he?
No, he didn't. He was just heading back up the path, and he's like, wow, it's so quiet.
Like, there's a lady mowing the lawn. Hey, lady. That's a quiet lawnmower you got there.
Yeah, but I was marveling at it, too. It's
amazing.
It's great, and I love that, like, The new Weed Whacker is like really powerful. And sorry, I just dropped my shoes. Oh. I just.
You wearing combat boots? That was very loud.
No, it's just.
Okay, just surprised.
Just Tom's.
Me. Who's Tom? Is that the UPS guy? You're wearing his fucking shoes? But yeah, the lawnmower's so quiet. The blower, even the blower is quiet.
It
and it's
powerful.
Very powerful.
It blew my hand backwards when I like started, which I wasn't expecting. Like, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
So yeah, been having a lot of fun doing a lot of stuff in the yard.
In the yard.
And
people like, they make their engines louder. They make their cars louder on purpose. They drill holes in their muffler.
Yeah.
It is the adult equivalent of putting a card in your spokes. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? So you can go brum, brum, brum,
I think
and
that
drive
was,
everybody in your neighborhood crazy?
I don't think anyone did that in Australia, but we had the little tinkle things that, you know, the little...
We tinkled here, too.
The little, like, beads that you put on the spokes, and they go ba-ding, 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 as you
oh, I don't know
around,
those.
They fall up and
ours
down.
Was a clothes pin with a card.
Yeah.
Playing card, and you put it in the fork, clothespin it to the fork.
Yeah.
And then it...
Who has clothespins here? Everybody uses dryers.
This is when I was a kid,
then,
175
used...
years ago, when I was a little kid on a bike. We had clothespins.
Yeah. Like, everyone in Australia has clothespins.
Yeah.
It seems, but...
People used to have them more often. People used to hang stuff out. Yeah. I guess we did, too. I had a clothespin. I don't know where I got it.
Yeah.
I don't remember hanging clothes up ever.
Maybe he's a friend. Maybe some kid on the block, like, sold clothespins to...
Yeah, my buddy Frank, the clothespin sales boy. Del Griffith, shower curtain ring salesman. Now, that's from a movie as well. I'll give you guys an obvious line, I guess, from that movie. Give me a fucking car right fucking now. Four wheels and a fucking seat. There we go.
Huh.
That's a character in that movie is what reminded me of that quote.
Interesting.
He's a seller of shower curtain rings.
Oh, now I know. Now I know. Yeah.
I thought you might know that one.
Took me a bit.
So that was a lot of viewer questions from one viewer. Unfortunately,
answered.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, unfortunately, no. I kind of wish I had a better answer for you, because I could tell, obviously, you're, David, are very into that stuff.
Mm.
My dad could talk to you about that stuff forever, and a couple of friends that I know.
Mm.
My dad, Bill Bailey, and his good buddy, Charlie Brown, were both, especially Charlie Brown, were car guys. They could,
yeah.
They could do that. Break it down, rebuild it.
Nice.
Turn it into something cool.
Oh.
But not me. I never knew that much about cars. Just that they got me from A to B and I could drive them. Mm-hmm. I could sure drive them.
Mm-hmm.
I could drive just about anything. There's another movie quote. Should I do it? Last one.
I was going to say, we don't need the thing. We just had it. We can.
Oh, no. We need the thing. All right. Nothing I can't do with a race car. That's it. No more movie quotes. Once they start flowing, it's like the doors open, and then there's just so many coming in.
Uh-huh.
What have you got? Another news item? You want to do another news item?
No, I think that's enough news items. I've still got.
Well, we only did one news item.
National days and.
Okay. We could save it if you want.
And I've got more questions.
Oh, you want to do another viewer question?
Yeah, I think so.
A viewer question. Let's do that then. And I'm playing the thing because that's what we do. It's a viewer question, everybody.
All right, so this is from Elizabeth Fahey.
And it's from our good friend, owner of Sparkle Bark Hoodies.
Yep.
Elizabeth Fahey.
She also gets preference.
Yes,
she's
oh, for sure,
purchased
yeah.
Purchased many an item from the big new show shop. What are you listening for, Sparky?
I thought I heard. Oh. Maybe it was a nose whistle.
It's very confusing sometimes.
When you have the headphones on,
yeah,
the nose whistle sounds like a distant howl.
Yeah.
It can.
Yeah.
How's your battery on the computer there? It looks like it's okay.
It's
you have
fine.
A power cord there if you need it.
Thanks, love.
All right, so another viewer question. Here we go.
Yeah, she said, is Emma ever going to do a cooking segment, and or is Ben ever going to do a segment on building things like woodworking or stuff in the yard? You guys once tossed those ideas around and just thought they'd be cool. And to which my response was, oh, really, people? I didn't think you guys were that interested in that stuff because...
I think people would love that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, part of that's for you. Do you want to do a little cooking segment?
Yeah, I'd really love to do all this stuff. It's just a matter of time and like
right.
getting things set up and getting them filmed.
It's a lot. You got to set up a whole, you know, shoot mm-hmm. in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But it might be fun. And for
yeah,
me,
I definitely.
That's the issue. We've even had the conversation like, oh, we should be shooting this. But then, for some reason, we just don't. And I think it's partially because, you know, those things are things that we really enjoy, and to turn them into like a job or something that you kind of have to do or takes away from it for sure. And I'm concerned with that, with like, all right, am I doing a woodworking thing or am I shooting something?
Right.
Because they're very different in my mind. But, you know, I'm not totally against it.
No, I'm not either. And I think it's just like, to me, a lot of it is, you know, we're just flat out like getting you on the road and back.
We can barely keep up with what we are doing. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. COVID and dog and business stuff and all of these things that need setting up and maintaining and stuff for this show.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Love to be doing more of the creative stuff like that.
Totally.
But yeah, maybe down the track when we get some more help.
Maybe. Maybe we'll, you know, maybe it'll happen. Maybe we'll just be like, you know what? I'm doing this. Let's just film it.
Yeah, and you know what? Laura Miskin chimed in on that as well. She said she's interested in seeing the back deck. She remembers early on you talking about demolishing the old one and rebuilding.
Yeah.
And some of that stuff has been held up because of COVID as well. And
what do you mean, the work?
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of a mess under the deck right now.
And that's the thing, too. You know, I watch people on YouTube and I love seeing their befores. I love when they show the mess and they show that things aren't perfect.
Well, we've got plenty of before pictures.
But I either forget to take the before pictures.
Yeah.
Or I'm too embarrassed to show people like how bad things look before we get it cleaned up.
Right.
And yeah, but the one thing I was really
I think we should do it right now. I feel like we should do it.
Yeah, I would love to.
One each.
Okay. The other thing I've been thinking about doing is Kevin Bacon Bits he also suffers from migraines. And Kevin's Bacon Bits.
Or am I saying that wrong?
No, you're right. It's here. That's that's right. But we were messaging in the show premiere chat about that, and I was saying, yes, I need to do a video because I talk to people and they say, oh, my sister, or they, you know, have issues, and there's so many things I've tried over the years.
Right. Right, a migraine, how to beat migraines video.
Yeah, and I've been, and things that are helpful that in the day-to-day that help, you know, when you are in pain more immediately, and then there are things that I have been doing that have really been working to reduce the numbers and the severity of my migraines.
Mm.
That's huge, and I would love to share with people.
Some very cool stuff.
But a lot of my time has been taken up getting to me to that point. I'm doing this pain.
Right, you're actually doing that stuff for yourself.
Program, yeah.
And putting a camera on it, and you know that changes it.
Yeah. And now, well, just talking about it, I'd be happy to make a video, and I'd put that on my channel, I think, you know, because I have my own YouTube handle, and I think it's different to this stuff.
Definitely.
I've been meaning to do that for people, and then I don't have to write everything out every time I say, "Oh, you should try this for someone." I can like
right,
say,
can
"Oh, I made a video."
Refer them to the video.
Yeah, there's a lot more information in there,
and we can cue you guys to it from here. Whatever other stuff we want to do, because if I was going to do a series of videos about woodworking and stuff, which I really don't have the education in that area to do it. I just like to do it, and so I just do it without.
I think that's often a hesitation.
I kind of know what I'm doing, but not like instructional video is beyond my...
I don't
feel like I'm in that position. I mean, I built this bar and it looks pretty darn good.
It does. It looks great, sweetie. And I know people want to see pictures, proper pictures of the finished thing.
So I think maybe we'll try to do that.
Yeah.
At some point, you know.
Yeah.
Even if we just do one once in a while, eventually they'll add up and there'll be a fair number of them out there.
And there has been some suggestion that you should be doing some fitness stuff as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a trainer, folks, back in the day when no one had trainers.
Yeah.
Very few people had trainers. Celebrities were the only people who really had a personal trainer when I started as a personal trainer. And now there are trainers that are celebrities as trainers, which is like...
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Wait, there's people in every arena from training
your
dog to...
Dog walkers to... Cake makers, personal trainers, woodworkers, sewage cleaners, migraine relievers.
Sewage cleaners.
Yeah, you can watch a thing about anybody, any job.
Yeah, you know what?
Any job
Anything
there is,
you can, like,
somebody's made a video about it.
Yeah, you can think
Which
about
is great.
It. Mm.
Like, I love that YouTube has gone that way.
Yeah.
Like, it could just be a shit show.
Yeah.
Send it, you know, post your videos, and it could just be people getting hit in the balls constantly.
I'm
Which
sure
it probably is
fair,
if that's what you want to look at. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a fair amount of that. But yeah, I tend to stick to the gardening videos.
No, the instructional, so you could learn how to do like almost anything.
And you know
there.
What? I think I.
If you're willing to suffer through terrible audio.
And I'm quite happy.
Accents, and I'm just going to go ahead and do now.
So first, I'll go ahead and.
Yeah. Everyone's going to go ahead and do something.
And then I'll go ahead and open this. And then I'll go ahead and put that in this. And yeah, everybody goes ahead in the YouTube videos.
They've gotten better. They've definitely gotten better, more professional.
Yeah.
Everybody's a video producer at this point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
but I think I was going to, last thing I was going to say about that is I think some of the reticence is that we're not professionals at these things. So to make videos about doing them, you can kind of hesitate.
Yeah, well, like, that's like I was saying, like, I don't really feel, I feel like I have some skills at it, some talent for it, and I enjoy it, but not that I could really tell someone else how to do it.
Yeah, but I can share what
I'll share what I'm doing.
Worked for me.
Yeah, I'm not telling you should do this way.
Yeah, yes, but if I can help someone else who's in pain, I'd love to.
Yeah, and if I can make something out of wood.
Nice.
Which sounds awful now compared to your help someone who's in pain.
No.
Maybe making things out of wood could help people that are in pain somehow. I think it will. It helps me.
Maybe. Oh, you made my stand for me for the lights.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So
your sauna lights.
Yeah.
And those are very helpful, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
All right.
Alrighty.
So you don't want to do another news item?
I think, no, I'm good with one for today.
One for today.
Yeah.
We should take a quick look at the... website and let you guys know where I'm going to be coming up. The next gigs I have on the road are. Oh my goodness, that's us. That was us talking.
Mm.
Silly YouTube channel.
I was like, why am I so loud in my ears all of a sudden?
Why are you so loud in your ears? Why are you so loud in your ears?
I don't know.
People are like, what are they talking about? All right, so if you take a look at the website, which is therealbenbailey.com, it's got all my stuff on there, folks. You can get to everything from there. You can join the mailing list. A little thing will pop up and annoy you. Go ahead and put your email in there. We'll send you info about stuff. I'll be at the DC Comedy Loft in Washington, DC, July 28th through 30th. I'll be at the Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington, August 12th and 13th. I will be at Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan, November 11th and 12th. And I will be at Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin, December 2nd and 3rd. And there's another date in there, actually, July 19th. I'll be at Jenks Comedy Club. In Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Oh, excellent.
For one show. It's like a weeknight show.
Very cool.
While you're at the website, guys, go to the top right corner, click on the Shopify store button, and it'll take you, not surprisingly, to the Shopify store, where you can purchase many an item. Hoodies, notebooks, buttons, magnets, bottle openers, mugs, phone cases, mouse pads, underwear, hats, more mugs, bags, blankets, pillowcases, beer cozies, pint glasses, pillow shams.
Good ass toast.
Good ass toast. Some cool shirts that we like. One that says, "Your t-shirt killed my life." A pillow cover that says, "Flip over for coolness." Place head here, instructional pillow. An eye mask that says, "Please let me sleep." A big insulated vacuum insulated tumbler, which is like a big keep your drink warm or cool giant thing. That's expensive. That looks pricey. You're not supposed to say that about items you're trying to sell, but
wow.
I guess those things are expensive. Didn't realize that one was so high. Huh. Anyway, all that stuff on the Shopify store there, guys. I think most of you that are regular viewers or listeners understand already. You guys buy something from there, we get some of the money. Some of the money goes to Share Our Strength. And for every single order, a pound of plastic is pulled out of the oceans.
Brilliant.
So check out the Shopify store. Because there's like a trillion pounds of plastic in the oceans.
Mm.
So a trillion orders on our Shopify store will fix that problem. A trillion. And now I think it's time to look into whatever weird, crazy holidays today might be. Aside from being Emma Gleason Day, it's time for Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Today's a bunch of weird holidays, like all days, and we're going to celebrate them right now. Sunday, Sunday.
That was almost a growl. All right. So, I thought these holidays were, like, appropriate for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have...
Because it's your birthday?
Because it's my birthday.
Or just because it's appropriate for you.
Well, sorry. I don't think they're appropriate for me because it's my birthday.
Okay. This is what I was asking. Okay.
Everything seemed very appropriate for me for this.
Oh. Well, that's appropriate.
Yeah. Okay. So, sausage roll day is the first one.
Sausage roll day?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Meaning like you should roll sausage?
No.
Or eat sausage rolls?
Eat a sausage roll.
Oh, okay. You don't eat meat or bread.
No, I know, but like, like.
Oh, the family history.
Sausage rolls are really big in Australia. And to me, like an Australian birthday party when I was a kid, you'd have sausage rolls and you'd have like mini sausage rolls and party pies. Which are like.
Party pies?
Which are like.
Please don't pick the party pies, people. What are the party pies?
Party pies.
It's like a meat pie or a.
Are like little tiny meat pies.
Oh, I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah.
It's making me hungry, this segment.
And like sausage rolls are normally like longer minced meat with like a flaky buttery pastry, you know, and seasoning inside the meat and stuff. And pies have like more of a gravy and a sauce. But the sausage rolls are a drier, you know, not dry, but like it can be if they're overcooked, but like a drier inside and stuff. And people generally like either put ketchup or tomato sauce, as we call it in Australia.
You guys call ketchup tomato sauce?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
I know, like, why would you call it tomato sauce?
What do you call tomato sauce?
Pasta sauce.
Pasta sauce?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, and you usually dip them in that or put that on them. And
which one?
On the both. Yeah, people usually do both, but I don't.
You dip
it
them
wasn't
in
me.
Ketchup.
I didn't.
I mean, not in pasta sauce, but in ketchup.
In ketchup.
Right.
Yeah, or put it on top of either of them. But that's just very, like, you know, childhood birthday nostalgia thing to me.
That's cool that it works out that today is your birthday.
Right. Those and what Dad would call LBDs.
Yeah.
I know you, like, which were little tiny Frankfurts or hot dogs.
Don't ask her what LBD stands for.
I didn't. I asked when I, when I was older, and was not expecting the reply I got. Oh, pretty hilarious. Mm. Okay. Anyway, I guess it was appropriate. Some time ago.
Right.
And then it's National Gardening Exercise Day.
National Gardening Exercise Day.
Yeah.
I like that. Which we need to wrap this show up and get you out there.
Yeah.
So you can participate.
Absolutely. I've been really enjoying... that's something else I thought I could give you guys some background in on me. People have been asking a little about me. Mm. I can do that on some videos on my channel for those of you who are interested, because, you know, I don't want to go into me too much here. I've been having some health issues for quite some time. I suffer from some autoimmune conditions, and they have been really, really helped by all the stuff I've been doing too. And I've been able to get out in the garden and do yard work and garden like I haven't been able to in so many years. And
it's
very
nice to see.
I'm so happy.
I'm so happy for you.
It. Thank you.
And for the state of the yard, if I'm being honest.
It's been
thank
nice.
God someone's finally doing something about that yard. That's
so
great.
Yeah,
National Gardening
Exercise
Day.
Yeah. So I was doing, started to do better, and then I got COVID the first time. And that really, like... It took me a year to really, like, get my lungs back after that.
COVID, you son of a...
Yeah. So, anyway, and then some more recovery time. And now, like, I can actually be in the sun without getting a migraine. And it's awesome. It's so good. And I can feel myself, like, getting stronger and getting fitter doing it. And it is amazing exercise. I feel like I'm, like, doing, like... I know people do those rope things.
You're doing some pretty heavy stuff.
It's like
the other day she was like, come out and see what I did. And she took a tree down.
I did.
I'm like,
I put like this little handsaw.
I was like, I love that tree. It's not true. We both hated it.
We did.
And she finally did what had to be done.
I kept saying, we'll do all these other things first and then we'll get it out of there. It's, you know, it's filling in a spot for the time being and there's too much other stuff to get to. And then the other day.
And you were like, that's it.
I was like, bugger it.
You're like, I'm sorry, Holly.
It's such a bloody spiky tree. And I try and weed around
those thorns
underneath it.
Ooh, I don't even, just to get in there to cut it down. I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, the leaves, like...
I'm going to have to rip that stump out with my truck.
I had to have gloves on for it. But, like, 3 years after the leaves have been in the soil, and everything...
Oh, the thorns are still in there.
Yeah.
They'll, like,
they
last through the next
through the
two ice ages, those fucking things.
Yeah.
Oh, right through the gloves. Yeah, they're big thorns.
Yeah, they're just the leaves.
It's like just the thorn
just
on
the
end of the leaf is so sharp.
Yeah.
It's like ivory.
Yeah, I have some in my thumb at the moment still.
Ow.
But my dad got me, I put on my wish list for my birthday last year, like a little hand saw, and it's awesome. It's just this
that thing is
pop-out
badass.
Blade, and I've been taking out branches all over with it.
Yeah,
it's great.
I'm going to have to take it away soon.
So that's
before there's
great,
no shrubs left.
That's great exercise.
All right, so that's our second day.
Yeah, so I highly recommend that.
Second day.
A gardener who spends 30 to 45 minutes out in the sun tending their crop is likely to burn around up to 300 calories.
Hmm.
And then you help.
For how long? 45 minutes? 30 to 45?
30 to 45, they're saying.
All right.
So.
That's half of one Stella.
All right. And
that's
then,
not true. Stella's very low.
And then this is the next.
That's why I started drinking her.
And then yarn bombing day is. Is my
okay? Hold on. What now? Yarn bombing day.
Yeah, here's a photo for
yarn
you.
Bomb. What does that
yarn
mean?
Yarn bombing.
Well, you just go and wrap somebody's trees with yarn.
Well, it's also known as yarn storming.
Well, that's much better.
It's a style of street art that involves crocheting or knitting patterns.
Vigilante yarn artists in our cities. Sunday at 11.
And then covering public structures or forms such as benches or trees or telephone poles or whatever with them in a manner of reclaiming and beautifying public spaces. And it doesn't cause property damage like spray paint does.
Right.
You know, it can easily
yarn storming. Yeah. Yarn bombing.
Yeah.
That's so weird. So, I like it though.
Yeah, it's very cool. It came about in Texas. Some knitters were looking for creative ways to use over their leftover.
I just pictured a bunch of like cowboys sitting around knitting.
Must be a better way to express our art to the community. What do you boys recommend?
I think it all started with Bill Davenport, they
Bill?
Think. Yeah.
Oh, Davenport.
The
yeah.
grand old man of Houston.
The grand old man of Houston?
Yeah.
Do they call him that for real?
Yeah, that's what it says.
What's his name? Bill Davenport?
Yeah, and he crocheted sculptures. So, and then things developed from there. So, pretty cool, hey?
He crocheted sculptures?
Yeah, yeah.
What is crochet now?
Crochet...
I mean, what has it ever been? Not just right now.
Crochet uses a crocheting hook.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
And so instead of having the two needles for knitting,
right.
You just have like a hook and you use yarn or thread or...
When you just like pull it through?
You can do different techniques and then you, instead of knitting something, you're crocheting it. You're creating, you know, like crocheted rugs. Crochet usually has holes.
Right.
In it, it's not more of an.
I think I crocheted my mom an elephant rug when I was like 8.
Did you?
For her birthday.
Oh wow!
And then I hid it so she wouldn't find it, and I never found it again.
Oh, you hid it like.
I hid it like before her birthday, and I lost it. I don't know where I hid it.
Wow, okay.
It's like in the attic of that house still.
I have to ask your mom about it and see if they ever found it.
I don't think we found it.
Oh wow! Aw.
I spent like half an hour on that fucking thing.
Well, if anyone...
Just kidding. It took me a long time.
I bet it did.
Interesting. So wait,
anyone
yarn,
finds an
yarn
elephant
storming.
Rug in their attic,
yes.
We want to hear from you.
It might be mine that I made for me mum. Mm. All right, so we've got sausage roll day.
Yep.
Gardening exercise day.
Yep.
And yarn storming day.
Yarn bombing.
Yarn bombing.
Mm-hmm.
Also acceptable yarn storming, I was told by
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
This weekend, one day only. Roll up a sausage in a roll and eat it, because it's sausage roll day. And you can put tomato sauce or pasta sauce on it, I don't care which one you do. But when you're done, you better get out in that garden and get some exercise and burn some calories. It's National Gardening Exercise Day. And when you're done with that, you take out your colorful yarn, you wrap it around somebody's private stuff and make it look different.
Oh, I love that I got you at the end of that.
Very nice. Someone's private stuff.
And there's the blow up, which got cut short on our end, and I wanted to feel it.
Alrighty.
Wow, that's episode 18, everybody, of the big new show. It's big, it's new, it's a show. It's every Sunday at 9 o'clock with myself, Mr. Ben Bailey, and of course...
me, Emma Gleason.
We, movie quote answers coming up shortly before the wrap-up. Tune in next week, guys, Sunday at 9.
Thank you so much, guys. This is a fun way to spend my birthday.
Happy birthday, baby!
All of you awesome people who...
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Everybody's singing right now. To you... Aww. Happy birthday, dear Emma. Happy birthday to you. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
We will not see you.
Thanks for being here with us.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Say hello.
Tonight's movie quotes were Night Shift, Bill Blazejowski, played by Michael Keaton, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Neil Page, played by Steve Martin, and Days of Thunder, Cole Trickle, played by Tom Cruise.